does everything. Oh, wow. She loves to move. She loves to groove. She loves to live.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Great guy, Isaac Joseph-Ferdo. Great producer, Eric Reinert, who's enjoying his breakfast over there. We hope he brought lunch
pirate
today.
Booty.
Oh, pirate booty. Good chips for breakfast. That's how it's done.
Of course, coffee and pirate booty.
Absolutely. This hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Auto Repair. Go to 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. Give them a call, 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781, or visit them online, alexandersautorepair.com, alexandersautorepair.com. So check out Pitch Perfect 2, get your sing on, and then get your oil change.
Any way you want it.
Absolutely, Mr. Journey.
Yeah, any way you want it. From Pitch Perfect 2, featuring Pentatonix and several other a cappella groups from around the world. Again, two big thumbs up for, decent thumbs up for Pitch Perfect 2. Joining us right now we've got a couple special guests. We got at least one of them on the line. We're working on getting the other one on the line. But there is a great a cappella group that I recall back a couple years ago on America's Got Talent. And yes. Now I've seen them on YouTube, and I would really love to see them live.
Okay.
I brought a sample of their music that we'll play in just a few moments. But I know right on the line right now we have, from Mosaic, Rupak Ahuja. How are you, Ru?
What's up, fellas? How you doing? I'm great.
Great, great. So are we pronouncing it correct? I know it's Ru, but Rupak Ahuja?
Yeah, that's right.
Excellent, excellent.
Great job there, man.
We're seeing if our... If our listeners can spell your name and everything like that in our Word of the Week contest. So they
Just have a couple more beers, like that six-pack you guys were talking about, and it'll come out just fine.
Nice.
Might need a 12-pack
he's been
for
listening.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So we're still working on getting Joshua Hulsig on the line, but at the very least, we have you on the line, Ru. We're very grateful for your time. So tell us a little bit about what Mosaic is. Again, it's M-O-5-A-I-C.
Yeah, Mosaic is a vocal group, and we're based in Las Vegas. It's very much in the pop, you know, R&B vocal kind of style. And we've been around for a while, been pounding the pavement, done the reality shows, and we love being here. And it's a great place for us to be. And a cappella music is at a really great place as well, as I'm sure you guys know.
Oh, yes, yes. I love the TV show Glee. I was saddened to see it go. Were you a fan of Glee, by the way?
I was. The music on there was... It's amazing how people really got it. And I got to. Just
we're
about
starting to,
females.
You're kind of in and out, so I don't know if you're moving around or whatnot. But.
No, just how... Active.
Cutting in and out.
We're kind of losing the reception there, I think. You still there, Ru?
Yeah.
All right.
There we go. Stay right where you are.
Okay, I'm not going to move. I was just saying it's amazing how that show captivated the public, and for being a musical show, you know, that doesn't happen, or that hadn't happened up until that time, and to bring it to the mainstream was really an incredible thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I mean, now there's several groups out there. I mean, the TV show The Sing Off, mm-hmm. I mean, there's been, including your group on America's Got Talent. I want to go back to there. How long have you guys been together as a singing group?
This group started probably in the mid 2000s. A lot of us were singing at Disney and Universal in Orlando. And then we just started picking up gigs outside the theme parks, and one thing led to another, and moved out to Vegas in 2007, and just been doing it ever since.
That's amazing. Now, do you go on tour, or are you just out there in Vegas?
No, we travel a bunch. I mean, we are working hard, because it's what we do. It's what we love to do. So there's tons of work all over the place for a cappella, especially now. So we're kind of riding the wave like everybody else.
Hey, Ru, any plans to come to Phoenix in the near future?
I don't know. You never know where life's going to take you. Yeah. And especially being in this industry, it can happen, you know, almost overnight. No, but nothing on the books right now, unfortunately.
Okay. And now, I would love to see you in person, because I saw on YouTube several of your clips. I was a huge fan of the pop clip. Now, I brought a sound sample from that. Let's go ahead and hear a little bit from that, Ru. I've been everywhere. Now, who is that singing, Rue?
That's the guy by the name of Corwin Hodge.
Nice. Now, I'm going to ask Eric to go ahead and go to the minute and 30 mark. I really love this interpretation of
this. In this clip?
Yeah, in that clip.
Oh, boy. I'm scared.
I don't know who this is singing, but I just know that I love this this version of this song. A minute and 30 seconds.
Oh, Gundam style. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that is excellent. Tell us a little bit about how you guys collaborate to come up with the medleys. I mean, especially for something so fascinating like that, where all these songs go into one song.
Well, it definitely takes a little bit of work because, you know, there's so many, we want to do songs that people like, obviously. But it's definitely a challenge at times to kind of mix different styles and different tempos and different keys and kind of flow from one song to the next.
Nice.
It's a lot of trial and error. And it's, you know, just how best to make it work. I mean, we've tried to put in like blurred lines. We've tried to put in other pop songs and it just, you know, it just doesn't work sometimes. And you gotta just go with it. You gotta just, like if something doesn't work, it doesn't work. You move on to the next. And then we did Locked Out of Heaven. That worked out beautifully for us.
Well, I was just going to say that, I mean, it seems so difficult to match the beat because there's a scene in Pitch Perfect 2 where they do the riff off and they have mm-hmm. to match each other's beat. I mean, one group starts. I mean, so are you guys able to do that whole riff off thing and match another group's beat or, I mean, even within your own group?
Yeah, I mean, I would say yes. I mean, it's just kind of like what pops into your head and what flows over what. You know, we're doing a mashup of, it's not in the same, you know, tempo, but we're doing a mashup of Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud over Sam Smith's Stay With Me.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of, you kind of have to borrow at both ends. You know, Stay With Me is a little bit faster than Thinking Out Loud. So you basically have to speed up one song and slow down the other and kind of meet in the middle, which there's a lot of that being done in those mashups and those riff-offs, if you will.
And you also have a single out, right?
Yeah, we have a single called Speed of Sound that we released last year, and we have a video out for it. It's been doing really well for us. It uses actually a lot of different vocal effects, which we kind of see as being the future of a cappella, you know, just kind of like how a guitar player would put his guitar through a distortion pedal. Oh. We do a lot of that kind of stuff and using vocal effects and processing and all that kind of stuff.
Now, you know, it's another thing that fascinates me about, you know, a cappella groups is your guys is especially Mosaic, how you match the sound of instruments with your voices. Is there something that you could share with us on the air that would, you know, that you think that might come across okay on the phone? And is there a specialty that you know how to do?
Well, I learned, you know, just when you're in this field, you pick up on a lot of different things from people, and the human voice is really an incredible thing. It can do so many different sounds. And I learned from a good friend of mine, Deke Sharon. I worked with him, and Deke was the vocal producer for the sing-off and has worked extensively on the Pitch Perfect movies. He used to do something called a muted trumpet, so I'll try to give that a shot.
Okay.
I don't know how that comes across.
Oh, it's fun. That's fun. I mean, that's excellent. And wow, I just, you know, I wish that you were in studio. And I mean, I wish that we had the whole group in studio because yeah. I just love to see these guys in person. So where are you normally in Vegas?
Well, we're actually very excited because we are opening a new show on the Strip, on the Las Vegas Strip, right at Bally's. Which is an amazing location for us. It's going to be in the Windows showroom, and that's going to be starting next month in June.
Oh, nice.
So we're kind of in the middle of teching it and rehearsing it and getting it all together. But that's definitely starting next month, 5 nights a week at Bally's. We're very excited about that.
Wow. Wow. And the website, is it just mosaic.com? Is it?
Yeah, mo5aic.com. And you can find all the dates and all the info and everything right there.
That's excellent. And now, so if someone's interested in a cappella and, you know, maybe they want to learn how to do some of the, you know, what do you suggest, Rupak?
Well, there's lots of, you know, there's the Contemporary A Cappella Society of America, which is always a great resource. There's always, you know, lots of people on the forums there. They have a Facebook page. That's a great place to start. Just reaching out to different groups even that are in your area. There's tons of high school groups and semi-professional groups out there. Again, a lot of which can be accessed through the CASA or Contemporary A Cappella Society of America.
Excellent.
And they have their own website and Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff.
Fantastic. And, you know, I do want to mention to Greg, you might want to check out their Facebook because I know you do like Frozen as much as I do.
Love it.
Oh, yes. We love it.
They've got Do You Want to Build a Snowman? That was your holiday greeting, right?
That was, yes.
Nice. That was fun. You got the sweaters and a nice little intro saying that they're from Savers. You can find You can find anything that you want at Savers, can't you?
Very
you
true.
Can. Yeah. We have the best holiday sweater collection though.
Yes, you do. Well, again, Rupak Ahuja from Mosaic. Everyone needs to go out and check out mosaic.com. That's M-O-5-A-I-C.com. You got to see these guys on YouTube. You got to see them when you're in Vegas in person. You know, Ru, if you're next time you guys are in Phoenix, please reach out to us. You know, have your publicist or you free to, you know, contact us. We'd love to have you in studio.
That would be great. Thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ru, and have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
Thank you so much to Ru there, and just very exciting with, like you said, with Glee, with both Pitch Perfects now, just how big a cappella is really getting these last, you know, 5-6 years really coming up, and it's here to keep growing and growing. I mean, just all the interest right now in that, but they sound great.
Yeah,
I next time I'm up in Vegas, I'll head over to Bally's, check them out.
Yeah, it would be amazing to see them in person because you got to check out that pop clip. I mean, they've got a bunch of different clips on their YouTube, but especially that pop clip and the way that they're able to blend into a medley all the different pop songs. It's just amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds great when they do that stuff.
And now, like I said, they do have their single out, and I believe that's an original song. That's something that's addressed in Pitch Perfect too. You know, can these a cappella singers create their own music?
Right.
Because it seems like it's made fun of that, you know, hey, a cappella, we don't do original. Our thing is covers. Well, in Pitch Perfect 2, a song called Flashlight is introduced.
Oh, okay.
And this is Anna Kendrick and the cast of Pitch Perfect 2 singing an original song, Flashlight.
Wow.
And this is an amazingly touching moment in the film.
Oh, it is. Very sad. Or happy.
I'm touched.
You can tell.
I don't want to spoil it for you, Greg, but I know that you'll appreciate it.
I will. And Eric really does, too.
It involves Katie Sagal.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Peg Bundy, you can't go wrong with that.
What was her name in Layla?
Lila.
Lila.
And this is 1480 AM KPHX Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back.
I can't lie. It's a sweet lie. I'm stuck in the dark, but you're my friend.